Reddit did do do do. This is a future placeholder for jingle. If you know how to do one, call me. Okay, bye. Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back. Thank you for tuning in to the Donuts podcast. I am your host, a guy. I haven't decided yet if I'm going to share my name. Anyway, welcome back. I'm so glad that you're here. This one, we're going to go over episode 2. Last week, we talked about episode 1, the original episode of The Simpsons, which is called Simpsons Roasting on an Open Fire. And we will get through this, ladies and gentlemen. We will get through the first 2 seasons, and it will be worth it. And we will live. I can't say that we'll believe that it was worth it. It will be, though, for real, though. Because there's a lot of great stuff in these episodes. I like to tease and make fun because it's just so cringy to watch these older episodes. But there's a lot of great stuff. And this episode, a lot of amazing things happened. So I hope that you did your homework. I hope you watched it sometime in the last week. These episodes will air every Wednesday. So set a reminder in your phone. Go watch the episode on Tuesday night or on Wednesday, you know, before you go home from work. I mean, after you go home from work. Don't pull a homer. And follow along and have some great fun with the trivia and so on. So let's get started, shall we? So Simpsons Roasting on an Open Fire, the first episode, was great. It set the stage for the series, and that's terrific. But a lot of changes happen in the second episode, which is Bart the Genius. And we're here to talk about him. So, first of all, we're going to do some trivia questions. I have 3 trivia questions, which I will answer at the end of the podcast. And if you get them right, email me. Let me know. I would sure love to hear about it. My email is shartanpants@gmail.com. That's shartanpants. shartanpants@gmail.com. So listen, here's the trivia. In Dr. Pryor's office, he's a school psychologist, there are 2 pictures on his wall. On one side of his office, the picture on the wall is of Albert Einstein. So your question is, who is the picture? Who is in the other picture on the opposite wall? Question number 2. According to Homer Simpson, who invented the light bulb? And finally, the last question. What is Martin's IQ? Dun, dun, dun. All right. Again, if you know it, email me. For real. I want to know if you knew him ahead of time. If you knew just because you have an amazing memory, or if you knew because you just watched it yesterday. Either way, you still win. A win's a win. So listen, this is the first episode where we get a chalkboard gag and a couch gag. And of course, both of them have become staples in the show. But like we talked about last week, neither were in the opening sequence. It just started with them driving down the street. So we get the chalkboard gag, you know, the Simpsons, and then it goes right into the classroom of the school. And then I'm sure any big fans know, sometimes due to time constraints, they would just cut that gag and go right into the show. But for the most part, the chalkboard gag, you know, that first major sequence is in there. So as that changes throughout, we will discuss them because there are a lot of changes to that opening sequence. There's some minor changes, like, you know, the walls of certain rooms are different colors now, but, you know, like we'll talk about, you know, more consequential changes to that sequence. So it goes through the sequence, and it's kind of, this is one of those things, it's kind of hard to watch. Just, you know, you got Bart on his skateboard, and Maggie and Marge at the store, and then they're driving home, and the horn on their car is kind of goofy sounding, but it changes eventually. Lisa is very clearly holding a guitar case, and there's more of her in this opening sequence, and that gets cut back a little bit, and eventually she's holding a saxophone, which is great because that's what she plays. And then we get to the couch gag. So the first couch gag is the family sits and Bart is squeezed off the couch up into the air and out of frame. And then when the shot goes to the TV, he falls down to the floor again. So, which brings us to some obscure references or fun facts. This is the only time that the couch gag visually continues into the closing shot of the TV. It's the only time that ever happens in the show. And this couch gag was reused in The Telltale Head. So we'll come upon that again. I wonder, it's the only time it's ever used. So I wonder if in The Telltale Head, Bart still falls through the TV scene. Don't skip ahead. We'll get there. It's not far away. So that'll be fun to come back to. I'll remember. Will you remember? I won't remember. I don't know who I thought I was kidding. I'm not gonna. I might remember. I'm gonna write it down. All right. So the original air date was the January 14th, 1990. So like we said last week, the first episode was the only one to air in 1989, and the rest were all after the 90s and through the 90s. So Bart the Genius, this episode, is the episode that truly establishes Bart as a breakout character. And we'll talk about how that's more significant, especially in this opening sequence. So the first sequence is the family sitting down to play Scrabble. And there's some fun jokes in there. You know, their dictionary is holding up one of the legs of their couch, which I thought was funny. And so they looked up a word. And okay, so Bart cheats and he invents a word. And many of you know it. That word is Quidjibo. And it has become, in Simpsons canon, a fan favorite. Every true fan knows Quidjibo and they know what it is. And so Homer confronts him and says, we're not leaving until you tell me what it is. And that's when he tells him the definition is a big, dumb, balding North American ape with no chin. And then Marge says, and short temper. And then they do their thing. So Quidjibo, a big, dumb, balding North American ape with no chin, has become one of the fans' most favorite word. It's on TV show. I mean, it's on T-shirts. It's on stickers. We should make stickers. I'm going to make a Quidjibo sticker. Who wants Quidjibo stickers? If you guys want a Quidjibo sticker, I will put it up on a website. And yeah, that'd be awesome. Hey, anyway, enough sidetrack. Then in school trouble, I mean, the next scene, they're in school and Bart has some trouble because he's vandalizing beautifully. He does a great job with a spray can, but Martin Prince tattles on him. Freaking Martin Prince. He plays quite a prominent role here in the early few episodes, or seasons, rather. But so, yeah, he tattles on Bart, and then Bart's sent to see Principal Skinner after school. Well, during the test that they had to take, it's an aptitude test, and Bart has this daydream about switching tests with Martin. Martin finishes crazy early and goes out and sits and reads by a tree. And very out of character for who we know now as Martin Prince, he's making faces at Bart, which is funny. But forgive me. I know a lot of times we're going through this and I'll explain something that happened and I'll end it with that was funny or which was funny. Just forgive me. Okay. I get it. I know. I think almost everything in The Simpsons is funny. You're going to be fine. Just get past it and you'll be okay. All right. So Bart erases his name, puts Martin's name on his paper and vice versa, turns it in, and we're done. Well, then the next scene, it goes to Dr. Pryor, who's the school psychologist. And what school has a psychologist in the night? My school's growing up never had psychologists. Maybe they did, but I was never bright enough or troubled enough to need to meet them. Interesting. All right. So he declares Bart a genius based on the switched test results. And this is where he says what Bart's IQ is. This is the trivia that I asked earlier, because of course we know it's not Bart's IQ, it's Martin's. And I'm not going to tell you what the IQ is, because I tell you at the end. So just relax. Or you can pause this and just go watch the episode like I freaking asked you to. So this is where Bart's character really starts to develop in a very deep way. And we see it getting closer to who we know now as Bart. Very different from the first episode in a lot of ways. But now we see Bart solidify the personality traits of him being mischievous and rebellious. But he also exhibits some vulnerability and a yearning for connection, which we'll see. Because in the next scene, the psychologist brings Bart in and has a talk with him. And they decide to transfer Bart. No, I'm sorry. He talks to Principal Skinner. And they decide to transfer Bart to a school for the gifted. Okay. I don't like to do a lot of editing because I prefer this to be very organic. So I'm going to make mistakes. And it's seriously not because I'm lazy. It's because I want you to know me for who I am, for real. And I'm doing this for fun. So I'm not trying to appease people to make it sound better. I made a mistake. So I was correct on both accounts, actually. So there. Everybody's in Principal Skinner's office. I did get that wrong. I said it was Pryor's office. So they're in the principal's office, Bart and his family. And then Mr. Pryor comes in to share the wonderful news. Sorry. Okay. Moving on, he gets transferred to a school for gifted children. And he struggles a lot to fit in and understand the advanced material. And there's some good jokes in there. But a really obscure joke that I think a lot of people don't really grasp is the satire of both traditional education systems and the pressure placed on gifted children. And I didn't realize that in 1990. But now that I'm much older and I've seen this episode several times, I get it now, especially growing up in that environment. Not the gifted children one. I didn't ever go there. I was almost in the other classes. But the satire is not lost on me. And it just shows, again, how clever these writers really were, which I absolutely adore. Very, very funny stuff. So now Bart's isolated from his potential friends at the new school because he's dumb. And then he attempts to rekindle or to connect again with his older friends. And they turn on him. They reject him because they think he's a nerd. And that's where Milhouse is shown, but with black hair. And I think a different voice. No, I can't remember. You tell me, but I'm going to look it up as soon as we're done because I won't sleep tonight. So he's got no friends and that sucks. But to make it better, we get to the next scene, and Marge is so excited about Bart's genius level academics that she gets them tickets to an opera, which is, it's funny in a lot of ways, but it also makes me wonder, I mean, with how destitute the Simpsons are always made out to be, you wonder sometimes, you know, how they afford box seats at the opera. Is that what it's called? Box seats? No, it's a balcony. Yeah. Balcony seats. Or is it the mezzanine? No, mezzanine. It's a balcony. Pretty sure. You can tell I never went to the opera or any place classy enough to have a balcony. Anyway, Bart and Homer are incredibly bored, and eventually they just start making fart jokes, and Martin's family looks up at him, which is ironic, and because, you know, Martin's the genius. That wasn't lost on me. And Martin's dad says something really rude and snobby, but true, because they're dumb and being obnoxious at a very upscale event. So the next scene, we get back to Bart's school, and he's very confidently mixing some chemicals in some test tubes. Test tubes? Beakers? Yeah. And his teacher, who by the way, it's the same voice as Edna Krabappel. And this is the first episode where we get to hear both Edna Krabappel and this other person, Ms. Mellon, who is they're both voiced by Marcia Wallace. So that's fun. And of course she becomes long-term character, Mr. Krabappel. She's in like almost every episode. And Ms. Mellon, I don't think, is ever in another episode. But same voice, same person. Early on, they really didn't try to change their voice a whole lot. You know, like last episode, Lisa did, Yardley Smith. She did voices of like two or three other characters, which was funny. But then we end up getting somebody like Hank Azaria, who does dozens of voices, and they're all completely different. Sometimes you can't even tell. You know, he's doing the same one. Whereas you get somebody like Dan Castellaneta, who does Homer Simpson's voice, and there are times when he's doing Willie, and because he's yelling just the right pitch, you can tell that's, okay, totally, that's Homer, right? But in this episode, and in this particular instance, there's like very little change to the voice. So obviously, the writing in that direction evolved and got much better as the time went on, which is great. Because, it just seemed kind of lazy. But that's right. We know it gets better. So that's the great thing. We can look back and remember it did get better. So he's mixing these two chemicals, and Ms. Mellon says, well, you know what happens when you mix these this and a this. And he's still confident and pours it anyway. And then kaboom, really fun looking explosion, funny classic sound of an explosion. And then, you know, it's seen from outside the school. Then it cuts back into class and there everybody's covered in green goo. So he causes an explosion during a chemistry experiment. And then he's brought back to Mr. Pryor's office. And they start to talking, and this guy's really gullible, Mr. Pryor, or just incredibly trusting in somebody or in those those tests, those standardized testing, you know, the aptitude tests with the Scantron machines, just so convinced that the machine nailed it that he doesn't question Bart. So anyway, Bart starts to put together a proposal that he convinced he was going to do, and eventually just decides he's going to confess. Very different from the Bart we end up knowing. So, you know, there's a lot more of this kind of sensitive, vulnerable Bart at the very beginning of the episode. and or of the series. And he confesses by writing it out, and he has an internal monologue the whole time. And then Mr. Pryor comes back, he reads it, and he's, oh, I see. So everything starts to go back to normal, and then it shows Bart at home. And I don't think people realize this was the kind of humor we had in the 90s, okay? Bart's dad, his father, Homer, says, let's go wash you off with some turpentine. I mean, I don't know how many times I don't imagine that a show would get away with it now. Yeah, but then we got shows like Family Guy, and they seem to get away with everything, despite being canceled twice by the geniuses at Fox. So maybe I'm being a little pedantic, but it seems now as an adult why didn't I understand that joke? So turpentine's very dangerous. You know, like, you're not going to fry off your skin unless you've got like a severe allergy to the ingredients. But turpentine poisoning is a very real thing, and you can get it from inhaling the fumes or having contact on your skin and, you know, it getting into your bloodstream. But it was 1990, so just made stupid jokes like that. I loved it. I thought it was hilarious. I mean, as an adult, as a kid, I didn't know what it was. I didn't know what turpentine was, so that joke was lost on me as a youngster. But now, as an adult who's clearly been desensitized, I think it's funny. So then that's it. With a lot of episodes, they eventually just get to the end of the episode and there's closure. Sometimes there's ironic closure or fourth wall breaking closure, but in this case, it was just standard. He returns to Springfield Elementary. Things go back to the way they were. He confessed to Homer, like I said, and they wash it off with turpentine. And initially he's angry, but eventually calms down. So that's it. That's the episode. So, fun fact that the recap and then all my blathering in between and before ends up being about the length of one episode. So you're welcome. Now we get to talk about some more fun stuff. And then discuss what we have for next week. So the opening sequence, there's a lot to that happens in this. So it's, like I said, it's the first time the opening sequence was used in its entirety, and it's definitely different from the second season opening, which we'll talk about, you know, in a month or two. Because they've made a lot of changes at that point. So now I'm not going to admit that I'm the kind of a nerd that like compares the opening sequence in the first episode that they played in to like the opening sequence nowadays. But if I was that level of nerd, I'd be able to tell you that the school is a very light purple instead of the orange ish color that we know it to be. The Simpsons logo is in a very dark, at least a darker blue sky with only a few clouds that are whiter and transparent. There's a bald man eating a sandwich with tongs, the power plant, when you see Homer. The walls at the grocery store are red. Mm-hmm. Lisa's saxophone changes. It's a lot more higher pitched, her solo. And I don't know when it happened, but, and I hope this isn't a Mandela effect. I do my work, my research. I've practiced again, and I've just recently watched the first three seasons, but at some point, I swear to you, that part of the sequence starts to get adjustments too. Like the songs that she plays, that's not a Mandela effect. I'm not crazy. That song changes, and we're going to find out when it happens, and that'll be fun. But so there's lots of little Easter eggs and things like that. I'm such a nerd, but that's why I'm doing this. I mean, I'm a nerd. I love The Simpsons, and that's exactly why I decided to do this podcast. And if you're listening, I'd like to think you're kind of a nerd too. So that's, you know, the opening sequence. There's probably other changes too, or other differences that you may have noticed that I didn't. There's some other things that you want to, we probably want to dive into, like the family dynamics. We really do start to see, especially the difference between the relationship between Bart and Homer from episode one to episode two. Like, there's a little bit of it when Bart pulls off Homer's mask when he's the Santa, but then they go and have a little heart to heart in Santa's little workshop. But now we've got more moments of conflict that become a lot more common, but also some tenderness. There's a lot of that we'll see more and more. And it becomes what we know. It evolves into the relationship that we know between Bart and Homer right now. And it's awesome. You know, that's what made them the Simpsons in a lot of ways, is the relationship between Bart and Homer. The "Why you little" is known in, I don't even know how many countries, but people all over the world know it. You also kind of see a difference in humor that's used in the episode, and there's lots of different humor that they use, and it's not just like slapstick humor, which I've always thought was funny, but it's also the satire, which as a child I didn't really get. I got the easy ones, but the obscure satire, I didn't understand. And I love that because I feel like they're writing it for us in the 90s, but for us to rediscover 30 years later, right? That's not why they were writing it, but that's what I tell myself because it's funny. So there are a lot of recurring elements that become staples of the show, like the chalkboard gags, the couch gags, and we hear in this episode the catchphrase "Eat my shorts," that becomes a staple of the show. I'm pretty sure Doe had already started in last week's episode, and that's probably it's be interesting to know how many episodes it's in, but that's pretty common too. So we'll go over the staples as well because those are fun. One other thing that I want to tell you about is, I don't know if you've seen this, but there was a TV or a movie at the time that was called National Lampoon's Animal House, which was a great movie. And when Bart cheats on the IQ test, you'll notice some similarities, but that's because that scene was inspired by a similar scene from the film National Lampoon's Animal House. So if you've seen that, hopefully you're going, "Oh yeah." And if not, then we can go watch it. It's a funny movie. So yeah. Did you notice any changes or improvements to the animation style? I did. And more notably, I noticed how much more advancements there were, even from episode to episode and from season to season. So again, there's a lot leading up to season three when I think everything really starts to kick in. But there's just so many things that we see in these first two seasons that are, you know, they end up really evolving. And it's fun to go back. As much as I did not want to do it, I'm glad I did because, you know, it was fun. Can you relate to Bart's struggle in school? How do you relate to it in terms of like his desire to be seen as intelligent? Is that something you struggled with as a kid? I'm assuming I'm talking to people my age, other Gen Xers, but hey, if you're not, if you're a different generation, then, you know, put yourself in that scene. If you're currently at school, same question. Do you relate to that? I would love for you to share your favorite quotes or moments from the episode. I'd love to hear that. I'll keep them. And of course I'll start to create some social media where I can share those, and we'll just have this database of all the things, the question, the comments that you guys share, because That's what this is all about. Just getting together and talking about a really funny, stupid show from 30 years ago that changed our lives. So, how do you think you did with the trivia questions? Did you get 3 out of 3, 0 out of 3, 2 out of 4? Because you're bad at math. Let's go through it and we'll see. Okay. So the two pictures on the walls of Dr. Pryor's office, one is of Albert Einstein. The other is Bart Simpson. You tell me why. I'd love to know why Bart is on the wall. So, yeah, you tell me why, because that's weird, right? Why? Number two, according to Homer Simpson, who invented the light bulb? Albert Einstein. And finally, what is Martin's IQ? 216. I'm pretty sure that's pretty good. No genius, but pretty sure that's good. Thanks so much for tuning in. I really appreciate you wasting, 35 minutes of your time, hopefully of your downtime, and listening to me rant about this amazing show. I hope you'll tune in next week when we talk about episode 3 of season 1, Homer's Odyssey. And like I said before, I'm going to share my email this time, but the next time we come back, I'll have some Twitter or a Twitter account for you, and you can tweet at me, or and we'll see how far we go. So thanks very much. I will leave you with this. I'm going to play a scene from the episode. This is the Quijibo scene. So here we go. Let's watch it together.
My turn. Quijibo. K-W-Y-J-I-B-O. 22 points plus triple word score plus 50 points using all my letters. Game's over. I'm out of here.
Wait a minute, you little cheater. You're not going anywhere until you tell me what a Quijibo is.
Quijibo. A big, dumb, balding North American ape with no chin.
And a short temper.
I'll show you a big, dumb, balding ape.
Uh-oh, Quijibo on the list.
I love this show. All right, that's all, everybody. Thanks again, and I will talk to you next week.